Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke, and today is going to be a little bit of a solo episode. Well, not a little bit. What am I even saying? It is a solo episode. I'm recording this completely by myself. I'm at home in New York, not with Danielle in Georgia. She did an episode last week with her best friend from college, Delaney, and it was a really good episode, so I'd highly recommend, if you missed it, go back and give it a listen. But today I'm going to just be discussing random things. This episode does have a bit of a plan though, so you're gonna have to stay tuned to see. I've been getting overwhelmed. My number one question is, at this point in my life, is like, what are you doing with your life? And if you listened to my last solo podcast episode, I kind of discussed that. And like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what my plans are, my dreams and goals at this point, because nothing is solidified, but I am somewhat establishing a plan for myself, so this is all very well and good. We're doing okay, but that will be in a little bit, because first we want to go ahead and get started with some highlights and lowlights and talking about all the things. But thank you guys again for your love and support of our podcast. We love seeing your love on Instagram. We actually have an Instagram for the podcast. It's just at Gals on the Go podcast, and we post on there. I actually need to post, oh my gosh, to ask questions for this podcast. I just sat down. I was feeling very inspired. I made myself a cup of tea here. Nice green tea. Should we do some ASMR here? Let's see. Yeah, it's really good. Okay. And what else do I have to say? Oh, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you don't miss an episode. You get a little notification, but it's nothing too overwhelming. We only post once a week. Be sure to join our exclusive Gals on the Go Facebook group for the premium private content. We have like 5,000 Gals on the Go now, which is awesome. The group pops off, but you can turn notifications off if you don't want it to blow up, of course. But I love it. I've been learning a lot and gaining access to a lot of new things and tips and everything. I learned, that Legally Blonde is free on YouTube. You just have to sit through some ads from this Facebook group. So if that alone tells you anything, it's definitely some premium private content. Oh, and a new thing that we are going to be rolling out this month. I know we keep saying that it's coming, but we are doing a email list. So if you go to the podcast at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram, in the link in our bio, you can subscribe to our email list and you'll get a little monthly recap of the pod, just more exclusive content, lots of content. Okay. That's going to be like the keyword, of this whole bit here. Now, let's get started with the highlights and lowlights for the week. I've been home for a minute now. I got home, oh my gosh, I got home on the 8th, so I've been home like over a week now. Well, yeah. Oh yeah, just about a week. But I visited my mom at work in Pennsylvania for a good bit of it, so I've really been doing a whole lot of nothing, and that's gonna be my highlight. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a good time just sitting around and like moving from my bed to the couch and just catching up on shows and stuff. I've been watching The Bold Type on Hulu, which the commercials are killer. There's so many commercials. But besides that, great show, very fun, good vibes, really gets me in like a good mood. What else have I did? I got my hair done, so that was a positive thing. And just overall, the road trip back from, we had to road trip, this is like the whole story. My car got hit in a hit and run in August when I moved to school. We parked in front of my house, it got hit. I never got it fixed, but we are finally getting it fixed. My dad legitimately just took it to get fixed today. So we'll get it back hopefully by New Year's. So we did drive it back to New York from Georgia. My dad met me in Georgia and then we drove it back together. Well, he drove, I rode with, but that was really fun. Honestly, love spending quality time with my dad. And then I spent some quality time with my mom, my brother, all of that good stuff. So it's just been a really relaxing break, which I think we all need sometimes. I honestly wrote this huge to-do list of stuff that I was like, I need to accomplish all of this over break. Just things that have piled up over the semester that, you know, you lose track of doing. Like, I always create all of these like goals and stuff of things that I want to do during the semester, but obviously you get busy because school is the priority and then you have other things and like keeping up with your friends and whatnot. So yeah, I just wrote down a bunch of companies that I will need to research for jobs and then things I need to do. So that's all stuff that I actually really need to get done. I have like a little tab. I did like the stickies on my computer and I wrote Christmas break and I just looked at it and it's a pretty lengthy list. So I probably should get going on that and stop being so lazy, but we will. It's just like nice to have a break. I really have been I really have been enjoying it. And I guess the low light of my week would be when I visited my mom, just the Amtrak experience. So I went to the city, took a few photos with my friend Kristen, who's a photographer, and then I popped over on an Amtrak to go to Pennsylvania to meet my mom, where she works. And it also happens to be where I interned last summer. And just the Amtrak experience was not premium. There was no seats, and just it was just not a premium experience. Honestly, if that's the only low light of my week, though, we're doing okay. Amtrak is a really convenient means of transportation, but it's by no means the most glamorous. They really pack that train out, let me tell you. And the Wi-Fi is kind of crappy and stuff, but honestly, I mean, it's a mode of transportation. What am I saying? It's better than driving, so I guess that's fine. But it was really great to see her at work and stuff. So that's my only negative of the week. We are doing okay. It was like one of those situations where you're sitting. I got stuck to sit in the four seats that like face each other. So it's like two and two, you know? And I knew that I was sitting in the right direction of the train so that I would be facing forward. But then there was this other like couple that was like bopping around between the seats next to me and then the seats across from me. And then we finally get to Philadelphia, which is where the train, it doesn't stop, but a lot of people like disembark there because usually you would take a train to like New York to Philly. That's like a common train thing. But I was continuing on to like the suburbs of Philly because that's where my mom works. And let's just say that these people that were sitting across from me just decided to, like, they, okay, so everyone gets off the plane, everyone gets off the train, and then people, like, come and sit across from me anyway, so I'm, like, moved. I was like, why would you, like, there's literally millions of open seats on this train right now, like, why do you have to sit across from me? It's just, like, social graces. Do you guys agree or disagree with that? I don't know, it's very, very odd. I hate when people, I recognize that if there's an open seat next to me, like, yes, anyone can take it, and I'm fine with that, but when there's so many open seats on the train, like, other open seats, why do you have to sit next to me? It's just a whole, oh my gosh, I sound so annoying and, like, superficial right now, but you guys know how it is. I love to do things alone. I love to sit alone. I just plug in my headphones and edit anyways, and people probably look at me editing videos of myself and think I'm an absolute psychopath, so I always get like weirded out and I just want to sit by myself. But okay, anyways, current favorite, this is the next segment of the pod. My current favorite this week is a song, and it's Ariana Grande, of course. I don't know what happened, but like 2018 was the year of me loving Ariana Grande, and she just dropped a new song called Imagine, and it's just so good. It's like really vibey, a little different than her other stuff in my opinion. I don't know, I just really really like it, and I've just kind of had it on repeat like in the background of me doing things, and it's really really good. Also, my December playlist on Spotify, I have some quality jams in here. Some of it's like real hype, like the new Meek Mill stuff, and then the song Memories That You Call by Odessa, but it's like the VIP remix. Phenomenal. Yeah, some good stuff in here. So I've been really into music lately, and also podcasts. I've been listening to other podcasts. People always ask Danielle and I what our favorite podcasts are, and we do have a little bit of different ones, so this is not speaking for Danielle as well, but I've been really enjoying the Girls Gotta Eat podcast. I think it's hysterical. It's definitely a little more R-rated. It's a little, I don't want to say it's like explicit, but it's definitely a little more aggressive than this podcast, but I think it's so funny, and I honestly learn a lot when I listen to that one, which is like surprising, but really good. And now for a little news article. We love to stay up to date on what's happening in the world, specifically pop culture, and you guys, I tweeted about this is absurd, the Cardi B Offset drama. So like there was, I don't even know if it was rumors or if it was confirmed that Offset cheated on Cardi B, and I think he actually did. I don't know if it was like a full extent to like, you know, whatever they did, but he definitely did cheat to whatever degree you would consider that. So I guess like they broke up, she posted this whole thing like, we broke up, but then at Rolling Loud, which is a music festival in LA, I just find this so completely disrespectful, Offset interrupts the entire performance, which, yes, is it orchestrated by the PR company, not the PR company, what is, like, the agency or whatever? Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely, like, a business stunt, and it definitely worked because it drew a lot of attention to them, and obviously a music festival isn't just going to allow anyone to come on stage and, like, interrupt this entire set or whatever, but Offset comes on and he has like flowers and like a cake that says like Cardi, take me back or whatever. I just find it so absolutely rude that he disturbed her during her work like that, and then she like goes on and does like a killer performance, but that is so distracting to bring that up. Like, you know, just let the woman do her job and you guys can deal with your private business in private. Like, making it so public like that and interrupting, I just find it so disgusting, especially because he is a cheater. Like, okay. And then I was reading some arrogant tweets from men that are like, you know, just because he cheated once. I'm like, are we okay? Like, are we reading the same tweets? Like, oh, it was like, life's too short. This rapper tweeted it and I tweeted back. I was like, I literally could punch this man. It was like, life's too tweet to not be with someone just because they cheated. I was like, are we okay? Like, are we reading the same material here? Anyways, so this is just like a BuzzFeed article. I can link it in the show notes or whatever. But oh, Cardi's publicist is the one who led Offset onto the stage. That is so annoying, and that person needs to be fired because they interrupted her work. I'm upset. I'm honestly, I don't like to hear this. I really am a big fan of Cardi. I'm a Cardi fan all the way. She gets into some drama with some people, but I'm always team Cardi, and I don't like to hear this. And I think honestly Offset's career needed a little boost, and that's why like they were like, oh, like Offset, you should go do this, like, which is like so sick. That's why celebrity culture and like dating and everything is so beyond confusing to me, because it's all for like not politics, but like it's all for like, oh, he has an album dropping soon, like, ugh. Okay, so for today's topic, I wanted to discuss the most asked question across my social media, and I kind of wanted to give a little background to those who don't know me. Even though I did a solo pod before, and I've been on this podcast since the beginning, I know a lot of our listeners do come from Danielle, just because I check the Facebook group, and one of our questions when you enter our Facebook group is, are you more of a Brooke or Danielle? And a lot of the answers are, which, by the way, to that question, I'll give you a little sneak preview. We're looking to see, like, oh, I'm more of a Brooke because I'm from New York, like, or oh, I'm more of a Danielle because I'm super organized and, like, love to be efficient with my time. But some people, like, are like, oh, probably more of a Danielle just because I only watch her videos, which, I mean, you do you, girly, like, I don't care, but I don't really think that's what, I mean, that's not what I'm looking for when I, like, read the answers to questions, but I mean, you could answer it in whatever way, like, we'll probably still accept you, but I'm just saying. So I know that a lot of the audience is comprised of Danielle listeners / viewers of YouTube. Danielle is killing it on YouTube right now. She has, like, over 500,000, like, over 500,000 subscribers and stuff, so obviously a lot of the fan base of this podcast is going to be driven from her. So if you don't know me, I'm 2 years older than Danielle, so I'm a senior in college. I'm entering my last semester of college. We both go to the same school, the University of Georgia, and we've been friends for, like, ever, but we go to school together now. But, I mean, I'm going to be graduating in a semester, which is just pretty crazy. I can't believe the semester is already over. Like, it's actually insane. So now I'm officially one semester left of college, which is just psychotic. So the timeless tale is, what do you want to do with the rest of your life, Brooke? And everyone's asking me this because I guess it's about that time where, like, I should start to be figuring this out, like, what I want to do in this next phase of my life and stuff, which I knew that it was coming. I knew that the time was here, but I just didn't realize the overwhelming, like, amount of questions I'd be getting, especially from social media. But I guess that's on me because I broadcast my life and I show a lot of my college life, which I think you would expect that me showing my college life, I'm going to show my next phase of my life and me applying to jobs and all that, which I definitely fully intend to do, and I want to take you guys along this crazy ride with me. So I worked an internship this past summer. I kind of briefly mentioned it in the social media field. I was a social media intern at QVC, which is a company that my mom doesn't work directly for them, but she does work with them. Had nothing to do with my mom. I feel like I have to say that to give myself just a little bit of credit, but I actually did get recruited for that job on LinkedIn, which is why I freaking love LinkedIn. And I tweeted out on Twitter, I said, like, do you guys want to hear in the podcast, like, what I want to do with the rest of my life, or, like, how to network and stuff. So, and honestly, the vote was really close. Let's take a look. My Twitter is just at Brooke Mitchie if you want to join in on the fun. I love Twitter. That's one of my faves, social media, except for the drama, because Twitter drama is absurd. Let's see. Oh, okay, so it's, like, a 75-25% split right now. Regardless, LinkedIn is definitely something that I attribute to a lot of my success in the world and just connecting with people and stuff. I freaking love LinkedIn. I'm going to do videos on my YouTube channel all about, the proper ways to use LinkedIn, but if you don't have one, you should definitely make one. Read a beginner's article, like search beginner's LinkedIn, and it's super easy. At least just set up your profile and like plug it in where you go to school and add a profile picture and stuff, because if you're not on LinkedIn, you're really missing out. My brother is a junior in high school and he is a LinkedIn. Like, it is the future. It will get you a job. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm popular. It really did get me a job. So like, that's why I'm such a supporter of it. It's not just like a thing where it's like, oh, it could get you a job. Like, it legitimately got me a job. I had a higher up like manager at QVC like find me on LinkedIn and said like, hey, I think you should apply for this job. Like, use my name as a reference. Boom, got the job. So definitely a big fan of LinkedIn. So I'm a marketing student. I have a digital marketing emphasis. I've done a few things at college that kind of relate to this path. I honestly attribute it all to YouTube, why I was interested in this path, because ever since I was younger and I was connecting, you know, with brand reps or PR companies or agencies or whatever of products or services. So let's say the product is, I don't know, Canon. I have like my vlog camera right here. So the product is Canon. So for YouTube, like, if you're doing a campaign with Canon, usually they work with like an agency and they'd say like, hey, Brooke, like Canon loves you. They want to work with you. Like, here's the rate, etc. And I always was really fascinated in that end of the business. I was like, wow, that's sick. And as I get older and older, I decided that I don't want to be on the other side of influencer marketing. While I think that I could like help out a lot on that side, this is going to sound really petty, but I think that I would just feel envious or feel more like a failure due to the fact that like, I'm on that side of the business. Now that I know this end and I know how rewarding it could be on the end that I'm on now, I don't know how I would feel about it being on the other side. I don't think that's for me, and I don't really get like super revved up passionate about it, but that's what initially like drove my interest in marketing and just advertising in general. I mean, I know that's like two different fields. Like at UGA, advertising's in the School of Communication, the School of Mass Communication and Journalism, and marketing is in the business school. And I'm so glad I went for the business route, because I feel like business really is the foundation of so many things, and I have truly learned so much in school. Like, I'm so thankful for my degree. I know I still have like 9 credit hours left. I still have to take my capstone, like the culminating class, to like finish up my major and stuff, but I've already learned so much from my degrees. Invaluable experience. Like, I really place such a high emphasis on gaining the college degree. I'm like so thankful for it and everything. So definitely a big fan of that. I know not everybody chooses the traditional college path, or it's not for everybody, or financially and stuff, but I'm just so thankful for my degree. And I feel like I squeezed a lot out of it. So what's next for me? Like, what do I want to do? I dwelled about this for a long time, and for a long time I stressed about it. And then one day I tweeted about it too. When the day came, I was like, oh my god, I just had the biggest epiphany ever of what I want to do, and I guess I could share it. I've never really publicized it yet, and I think that, like, I do believe in, like, manifestation, and, like, speaking it can, you know, bring more truth to it and stuff like that, and this is ultimately, like, my goal, and I know that getting a job like this out of college is going to be extremely difficult, and quite frankly, I'm so fortunate because I do really already have a job that I love so much. Like, I really love YouTube. I really love the creation process, and I don't even make them, like, I do regret a lot of the things I've done on YouTube. Like, I've really disregarded my audience at a lot of times and taken breaks without announcing it, and like really screwed over my followers in a way which I entirely regret, because I look at it now as a more wholesome thing. And like, I remember in the moment when I would take breaks, like when I went abroad my sophomore year of college, I took a very long break from YouTube for 3 months or something without even announcing it. I was just like, I kind of disappeared. I think I posted maybe on Instagram stories, like, I'm doing me for a while. Now I look back and I'm like, if one of my favorite YouTubers just kind of disappeared for 3 months and didn't give anything, I would be like, what? Like, I don't know how loyal I would be to them anymore, because, you know, you love their content for so long and you're like, oh, I support them, like, they're the best, et cetera, et cetera. And then they just kind of go missing, and then you're at a lack of their content for 3 months, then they come back, and then you're like, oh, like, I don't even like this person anymore. So that's why taking breaks can be so detrimental to YouTube, even though I'm so thankful. In retrospect, this is talking about both sides of my mouth, but I'm really thankful that I took that break, because of the fact that I grew so much as a person, made such amazing friends, and really just learned how to be me without YouTube, and how to be me without social media, in a sense. Like, I just really learned, like, the core fundamentals of myself. I know that sounds so cheesy, but like YouTube has been such a integral part of me for so long that that break really was like, okay, I don't know. That's like cheesy and stuff, but I really just like lived it up and whatever. So I don't really regret taking it, but I do feel that I've been reckless with my YouTube career in the past, which I really do regret that sense of it. I should have like announced that I was taking a break and like been more considerate and like all that stuff. So that was a big L on my part. And just other breaks that I've taken where I don't upload, or like I do this thing where I'm really bad where I'll post religiously, like for Vlogmas, I've been posting every day or every other day for, you know, a few weeks now. And then who knows? I mean, in the new year, luckily my schedule with school is really light this year, so like I'll be able to post more. But I do this thing where like I post like for Vlogmas all the time, then the new year comes and it's like I'm gone for like 3 weeks. So I just really need to get better about being better with my audience. And I do see people's concerns when it comes to ads and stuff, and this is just me going on a tangent, but essentially I'm so lucky to have a job that I truly am so passionate about and love right now. And I really do, to my core, feel guilty for taking it for granted so many times. Just because, you know, I often do wonder where I could be at if I would have just consistently made it like, let's crush this, let's do this. Like someone who I like really look up to, obviously, is Danielle. Like, she just crushes it and consistently crushes it. And she's really good about consistently being motivated. And I just work in these odd patterns of motivation where it's like, it's really bad, but it's like some weeks I'll be like, let's go, rise and grind, let's get this bread. And then some days I'm like, I don't want to leave my bed. Like, I don't want to film any YouTube videos. I don't like the way I look today. I really struggle with that. So anyways, that's why ideally I would end school and continue doing YouTube, and that would be that. Financially, that's not where I'm at right now. Who knows if I would, you know, if I started saving my money now, I'd be fine for a while, probably a year or so to like live, you know, maybe not somewhere like super luxurious. But I'd be fine. And honestly, where I'm at now, I can definitely make a small living off of it. It would be hard. It would be, I don't want to say paycheck to paycheck living, but it would be rather difficult. But with that being said, with my expenses covered, I'll just be super honest with you guys. My mom and dad pay for my housing at school, so I don't have to pay for my rent. My rent is really not that bad, though. It's only like $500 a month, which is like really good for adult rent. I'm learning about all of these things now. And what else? So my parents cover my rent. I'm really fortunate in this sense. I do have a student loan. I have a pretty hefty student loan that I'm going to have to pay off at some point. And my mom and dad have a little loan. I think it's a little bit bigger than mine, but the majority of my college was paid for out of pocket by my grandmother, who saved up a lot of money for me to be able to go to college and stuff, the college of my choice. So I'm really, really thankful for that. I don't know why I'm getting like deep into financial stuff, but I just feel like this is why I have to say it, because I cannot do YouTube as a job essentially right now if I want to live the way that I want to continue living. So this is why I can afford to buy myself like nice things and like luxuries and stuff, is because I'm so fortunate to have a lot of the basics covered. And I know not everybody has those abilities, but that is why I can buy myself like these luxuries and stuff. Like, I just want that to be known, because people probably see me buying these things and like, wow, like balling out from YouTube. And I really, like, I'm so fortunate to have YouTube. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, if this even makes sense, but you know what I mean. Anyways. So my dream job, basically, I am living it. Like, this is my dream job for sure. Even though it might not seem like it to the audience, it definitely is. So going on with that, I'm like, okay, so I'm brainstorming now. I'm like, okay, what are my talents? What am I good at? What excites me? What do I want, like, wake up in the morning eager to do that I won't get sick of? Because that was my problem with my internship this summer. Just towards the end, I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave my bed. Honestly, being like, what can I do to like get out of this? Like, I just lost passion and interest for it, which I fear getting a real job will bring me, which is why I remember upon leaving my internship, I was like, I'm going to do YouTube for a job. Like, I can't get a real job. And I've changed a little bit since then, because I recognize that I probably financially can't do YouTube as a real job. I probably should get a real job. And I always used to look down upon people that would graduate college. This was like years ago, like 3 years ago. I would look down upon people that would graduate college and then still pursue YouTube. I'd be like, are you serious? You have this great education. Like, why aren't you going to get a real job? And then I like woke up one day. I was like, because YouTube is the dream job, honestly. Like, the thing that fears me the most is just being a slave to a 9-to-5 job that I hate and having to do it due to financial constraints. So that's what terrifies me. But basically, I was brainstorming. I was like, what am I good at? And a lot of people assume that because I'm a YouTuber, I'm like really skilled in video stuff. And honestly, I can do the basics when it comes to editing. I do use Final Cut Pro, which is like a premiere editing software, I guess. But I'm still super beginner at it. I don't really have like great photography, videography skills. Honestly, like where I feel like I shine, which isn't even like where I shine, but I do have somewhat of a pretty good personality, I guess. Like that's why people like my videos. At least that's the feedback that I've gotten from people. All of the comments are like, you know, you're like a friend to watch, or you're super relatable, stuff like that, where that's where I feel like as a YouTuber, that's my like little niche where people actually enjoy me, if that makes sense. So I was thinking about that, thinking about YouTube in general, how I love YouTube and how YouTube is what like makes me passionate. I had a few hard times over the summer where I'd be like complaining to my parents or whoever, usually my parents, about how I didn't like my internship or how I just wasn't passionate about the work. And they were like, well, what do you like? Because every time you get a real job, you don't like it. And I was like really deeply offended by that comment. I was like, well, I like YouTube. I've been doing that consistently. That's the most consistent thing in my life I've been doing for 8 years. Honestly, that is by far the most consistent thing in my life. Is just my passion for YouTube, my love for YouTube, my genuine love for the community. Like, I am a viewer. I'm a creator. I you know what I mean? Like, I really, truly, that is, I hate being like, that's my passion. But, like, that is something that I do like. So it's not like I have no interest or, I don't know what makes me happy. Like, I know what makes me happy. So, kind of brainstorming, I watched this video on YouTube, speaking of YouTube, her name is Lavender, and she does videos kind of on, like, entrepreneurship and, like, but more from, like, an artsy, like, creative angle. She's really great, and I forget the title of the video, but it was something to the extent of, like, figuring out, like, what you want to do with your life, and the main principles that I gathered from it, I never did the exercise, but there's like an exercise where you do, where you fill out like circles and you see where they overlap. And it was like, what are you good at? What excites you? And then like, what are actual like physical like jobs that actually exist in that space? And like, not something that you necessarily have to create, but like a role that already exists. So I started brainstorming essentially people that I like, people that I look up to, people that, because that's another thing. I watch Gary Vee on YouTube, and he says, you know, you need to work under people who either have your exact job, or you need to like create your exact job. You know what I mean? So I could either, you know, do YouTube, or I was thinking about it. I was like, who is working that job that I really like? And then I came to the conclusion of, I mean, I want to call her my friend, but we've only met once, but she follows me on Instagram. My friend Lucy Fink. She works for Refinery29 as a video producer. And she's also like a host. So she kind of curates the content, like leads the decision of what the content is. But then she also appears, you know, on the screen as a host. And she is essentially an influencer too. I kind of talked to her privately about like how she structures everything in terms of like being an influencer and then also working for this company. Like, she is an employee of Refinery29. And working for like a fun, cool company like that is just such a goal. So I kind of learned that like, I still want to do YouTube and I want to like be who I am now, but I can almost like amplify it and do it for someone else. This way I have job security, because that's a scary thing. And I want to be able to still do what I do, essentially. And like I said, getting a role like this out of college is going to be really difficult, but I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to reach out. I have not started applying to jobs yet, because I'll get into that later in the podcast, like what my 6 month plan, 3 month, 6 month, and then like year plan is that's to come. So yeah, I just kind of determined that I want to be somewhat of a job where I can still do YouTube, perhaps for a company, or like I even started watching just like videos on YouTube of like, I don't know, like BuzzFeed videos or something. I know BuzzFeed is like a little tricky, I've heard. I don't want to like say anything because I don't really know, but I've heard that like with YouTubers working for them, it's kind of tricky. But then I started talking to some of my YouTube friends and they're like, Brooke, you could just do those videos like on your channel now and make YouTube your job. But there's something about like working for a company, like a really fun, young company where like I do want to work a real job. I just want to make sure that I really like this real job. And I feel like a role like this is something where I would still be able to like be creative and combine my loves. And like, honestly, I do have a lot of knowledge in this space that I feel like that a company could tap into. So I have actually in the application process, we're just like the search process. I haven't applied anywhere yet. I need to clarify that. Ooh, popular. I have started to kind of see somewhat of these roles. I also really need to go ahead and start reaching out to my connections on LinkedIn and scheduling calls and stuff. Those are the next things on my list to do. Like I said, that long list that I have of things to do this month of break. Very exciting. And what else? Everyone also is asking me what city I want to be in, and I've said it in vlogs and stuff. I do want to be in New York City. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I do go to school at the University of Georgia now, like I said, but I am coming back up here after college. Like, I love New York. I've loved it since I was younger. And once again, my parents are kind of like, are you sure you want to go to New York? Like, you should apply other cities. Just because also they're moving. So it's not even like, oh, I'm coming back home. Like, they're only going to be here for another year. And then if you saw my latest vlogs, they're actually looking into moving into either Pennsylvania or Delaware. So my mom can be closer to work because she commutes there usually like once a week. And that's just a lot of driving from Long Island to Pennsylvania. That's absurd. She does not need to be doing it. And she wants to, you know, kind of operate her life, not necessarily like downsize by any means, but like just a change of pace and being closer to work and stuff. Cause she spends a lot of time apart from my dad naturally, cause she works there. So she spends a lot of time in hotels and stuff, and she's kind of over that life. And my dad, for those of you who don't know, was a New York City firefighter. Yes, he was, around during the times of the 9/11 attacks and stuff. Which we don't have to get into that sad subject today, of course, but he is retired, actually. He's turning 50 this year, but he is retiring, so... he's not retiring. He's retired. Sorry. So he can kind of uproot and move his life wherever, and my mom needs to go for work, so he's more than okay with that. And my brother will be out of the house. He's a junior in high school, so the goal is, like, when he's graduating, like... when he's a senior, so not this June, but the following June, they'll move. And as of now, my brother's already recruited to play lacrosse for college, so things are just kind of wrapping up rather quickly here. So that's why they're, like, not necessarily, like, move to New York, because they're not going to be here, even though Pennsylvania is equally as close, like I said. You could just hop on that Amtrak, or Delaware, too. Delaware is really cute. So I'm a big fan of those places. But, yeah, I do want to be in New York. I already know... amongst my friends at school, no one really wants to move to New York. However, my friends from home, my friend Francesca, one of my best friends since growing up, literally best friends since like second grade or something. Like, we were so young when we became friends, and like, we're family friends, like our moms are friends. And I believe that we will be moving into the city together. We've discussed it like multiple times now, and it's like happening. The time frame we're looking at is like September, October. Which at first when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's late. But like, let's just dive right into the plan here. So I finish school. I graduate on May 10th. So let's say that I stick around school that weekend. I move out the 13th. I need to go on Birthright at some point. So I'll probably go late May, June, come back home. I'm definitely going to have my graduation party at some point on Long Island. So I bet a bunch of my friends from college will come out to Long Island. That'll be so fun. Danielle and I are planning some trips. We don't have any of the dates finalized yet, but I'm thinking June, July time for those trips. August too, potentially. We want to do like a big family vacation in August. And then by that point, it's already September, October, which I will have to be, you know, shopping and preparing to get an apartment. All of this is pending when I get a job, because who knows if I get a job sooner than later. Obviously, the travels will be cut short. That's why I'm not too stressed about applying for jobs right away, because I would have to be like, oh, listen, I can't even take the job until September. So that's my reasoning here. And obviously, I'm no expert in applying for full-time jobs, but from what I've heard, that people that already have jobs are starting in like legit June, and I just, that will not work for my schedule right now. So I'm going to do it kind of at my own pace, and I'm okay to have an extended summer. And then, yeah, be living in New York. And I need to say I'm not going to probably move to the heart of Manhattan right away. Financially, it doesn't really make sense to do that for me right now, especially for both of us, because we would rather have a bit more amenities, a bit more space for our amount of money, and a little bit of a commute. So we are going to be looking at Hoboken, which is actually in New Jersey. And apparently it's a really fun place for young 20-somethings to live. And Brooklyn. And just like outer boroughs, I guess, of the city. I mean, if the opportunity arises to live in Manhattan, that would be awesome. But financially, that is the most expensive place to live. And the apartments are really, really small. So we shall see. And I know people are probably listening to this like, Brooke, you don't get to just like pick and decide like where you want to work and when. Like, you have to hustle and like grind and stuff, which is going to be the next phase of my life. So I have kind of narrowed it down to what I want to do. And then I've also kind of figured out that even just getting into a young, hip, trendy company that gets it, and that's my thing, is I've kind of decided like the corporate life isn't for me. I need to work somewhere. Not that these companies that I'm looking into aren't corporate, but they're not as corporate as my past internship. Like, I can't work with that much structure day to day, and the levels of approval and everything, it's just insane. I've also kind of realized that I don't really want to work in social media. Like, typing tweets and Facebook posts for another company isn't fun, in my opinion. I did it this summer, and I just learned, like, I know how to do it because I do it for myself, but it's not super fun to me, like, unless I am super passionate about the brand. So maybe that's my fault. I just need to have a lot of passion for wherever I'm working and, like, wake up and, you know, feel like I'm really part of a team and everything. I think that that's super important, and, like, really enjoying the people that I work with and stuff, because as much as it's a job interview and they have to accept me, you know, it does go both ways, because you want to accept the company too and be happy. And I would hate to take a job and then within the first like 3 months quit or something, because I think about like my internship, if that was my full-time job and it didn't like end at the end of my internship, I probably would have had to quit just because of lack of happiness and fulfillment and whatnot, which is really just, I don't want that to happen, because I know my strengths and I know my capabilities, and like I said, if I'm really passionate about it, I can do it. And this is what I'm passionate about. I mean, I've talked about it with so many people, and who knows if one day YouTube can become a full-time thing. This next semester at college, it's going to be really easy for me. I'll just tell you guys my schedule now. I have 2 online classes that are 3-credit hours each. They're just upper level general electives. They're like pretty easy, I think, at least I think they sound like it. And then I have my capstone class, like I said, my culminating marketing class, and then a PE, which is bowling. So I only have class 2 days a week, and for those 2 days a week, it's only like 3 hours. So it's going to be a pretty chill semester. So I think I'll have a lot of time to allocate towards YouTube and growing my YouTube, and who knows, because I don't want to like say something and be like, oh, like I can never do YouTube as a full-time job, because who knows, like maybe I could. And the really comfortable thing that I do know is that for this period of like over the summer or something, or before I even get a job, I'm not in a rush to get a job, because I know that I do have something financially to fall back on. And like, luckily, I'm not just like I really don't want to move back home. Obviously, I don't want to do that. I always said when I first started college, I was like, the day I graduate, it's the day I move out. And that's like a little dramatic now that I'm thinking about it, because obviously you got to get like all your ducks in a row and like figure out like where you're moving and stuff. It doesn't just happen overnight. I think I was like delusional about it for some reason. But I am hoping that everything kind of lines up for that time frame that we're shooting for. And obviously things change, you know, if other people are living with us or whatnot. Right now the plan is just us two, because I don't personally know anyone, and neither does my friend Fran, that are shooting to live in New York right after postgrad. A lot of my friends want to commute from Long Island, but like I said, my family's moving, so I won't have much long, like too long to do that. And I don't really want to commute, because I did that for a little bit my junior year summer. Sorry, I'm like playing with papers and stuff, you probably hear that. I did that my summer going into junior year, yeah, and I didn't like it, because it's a really long commute, and I would just much rather live there. And honestly, the thing that gets me the most excited about post-grad life is knowing that I'll be in or around New York City, and like that's the dream to me, and that makes it all worth it. So hey, I'm going to be shameless and say, if anybody wants to help me get a job. So hey, if you guys know anyone hiring, hit a girl up. I'm very interested. I've had some people actually DM me, and they'll be like, oh, like I work in New York, like you should apply for my company. Like, it's super cute. I love it. Because who knows where I'll end up. Honestly, I really don't know. I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself, because at least I've kind of narrowed it down to like my interests and stuff and what I'm good at. So definitely check out that girl's YouTube channel. She's really helpful tips. Lavender. Without her even knowing it, she helped me figure out what I want to do. So that's really awesome. And I really was feeling really down on myself when I remember like when my parents told me that. They were like, you don't like anything. And I was like, you know what? Everyone has something that they like. Like, you'll be able to like figure it out. So if you're listening to this and you're stressed out about your personal situation, you're like, oh my gosh, Brooke, I feel you. I don't like anything either. Like, we're all gonna figure it out. We're all going to get there. It just might, some, you know, some people it's like a, what is that like saying? It's like, some people it's just like a longer, oh, I'm on the scenic route. That's what I always say to my mom. Cause we talked about my plan for like what I'm going to, this is insane to think, like when I'm going to get married and like have kids and stuff. And she's like, when do you think like realistically you'll have kids? And I was like, probably like 30, 31, like in my early 30s, which I can't even predict this now. I don't have a boyfriend, you guys. I'm so single. But that's like ideally if I could like picture my life and be like, when would I have kids? Like that would be what I would say. However, you know, who knows? I'm on the scenic route. Some of my friends are like on the faster route and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do a few laps around you guys and then like I'll come back and we'll all be in the same place at some point. That's what I like to remind myself. I'm not on the wrong path or the right path per se. I'm on the scenic route. So let's see. I asked you guys on Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast to submit some of your questions and I am so excited to see what you have to say. Okay. These are what the questions are. These are two that I'm just seeing right off the bat that are related to the subject. Do you plan on having a roomie in NY? Because I mentioned in the vlog that I'm moving to New York. Yes, I am. Honestly, I have no interest in living alone either. That's a thing. Like, I really don't. Because I could, like, jump the gun and, like, move to New York early, too. Because I just want to get there or something. But honestly, I want to live with a friend. I don't really care to live alone. I kind of get, like, freaked out and stuff, too, from living alone. Like, I would freak myself out. And, like, I don't know, little things like killing bugs and, like, doing stuff. And, like, I don't know. I just find it so much more fun when you're with a friend. So definitely with a roomie. And as of right now, it's going to be my friend Fran. Do your parents still help you pay for stuff? Like I said, yes. But however, I do pay for a lot myself. I made it sound... So my parents pay for the fundamentals. And my grandmother pays for my school, like I said. When it comes to any of the stuff that I personally want, I pay for it. Whether that be, you know, technology or... I do pay for my own groceries and food, and unless my mom's like, sometimes my mom will be like, put it on the card, which I rarely accept. I usually put everything on my debit card, aka it comes out of my bank account, just because I feel like I'm 21 years old, and if I want to go, you know, buy a bougie cheese plate, like buy the ingredients for a bougie cheese plate, like I should be paying for that. That's just my thought process. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Maybe it's just because I have this means of income that I think that, so yeah. Okay, let's see here. If you could live in any decade, which decade and why? That's so fun. I would love to try it a decade without phones, but maybe not too old. Like maybe like growing up in like our parents' time, like the 80s or the 70s, I think that could be a really fun time to be here because, you know, things are starting to progress in this country a little bit, keyword, for women and minorities and whatnot. And I still think you get to experience the fun and, you know, you get to see like the birth of technology, which I think is really cool. But at the same time, growing up without a cell phone, I think would be dope. I would love to see how different the world would be just for a day. Moe's or Chipotle? Is this even a question, you guys? Chipotle all the way. So good. Everyone's asking plans after graduation. So hopefully that answered your question. What are you currently binging on Netflix? It's not Netflix, but it's Hulu and it's The Bold Type. It's really good. It's like really, it's Freeform, so it's like ABC Family, and I cannot even believe they produced a show this like modern. It's very progressive. I'm very proud of them. Go-to piece of clothing in the winter, just a jacket in general. I always just wear like whack outfits with like a big jacket over it, or I have like this Patagonia, like it's like a fin jacket, but it keeps me really warm, so just like a nice jacket. I really want to get, if I move to New York, I've been thinking about it, they're really expensive. I want to get one of those Canada Goose jackets. Is that what they're called? They're like long and puffy, and like everyone who goes to school, not everyone, but like a lot of people who go to school in the north have them, and I think they're so cute. House break so far, really good, just really boring. I've only seen my friends like once because everyone's just still getting home, and some of my friends are still taking finals. Best places to visit when studying abroad. Italy, for sure, is a must. I loved Barcelona, Prague, and Budapest. I recall those cities being very, like, fun and lively, and a lot of other students, if you're looking to do something like that. Favorite Starbucks drink right now is a flat white with almond milk. And traditionally, if you just order a flat white, I think it comes with whole milk, so make sure you specify what kind of milk you want. It's really good. Big plans for break. Oh, I didn't say this yet. I'm going to New Orleans for New Year's. Surprise. I told myself I wasn't going to go because Georgia is going to the Sugar Bowl for football. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go. Like, why would I go? I've already seen enough football this year. And then at home, no plans are really happening for New Year's. My friends don't really like to go to the city because I get it. It's super overwhelming. But I was like, I'm going to go to this football game then. So I just applied for a ticket through UGA. I got awarded one and it was only like $50 to go. I mean, that's just the ticket price. So I booked a flight to New Orleans and a hotel and everything. And me, Maddie, Mariah, my friend Jacqueline, and a bunch of other friends are going. So it should be a really good time. So I'll be there in New Orleans. I get there the 31st. In like the afternoon, and then I leave the 2nd, and then I think I'm gonna go right back to school. I haven't yet decided that, so that's TBD, but probably gonna go right back to school, even though I don't start school till the 8th, so I'll have like a lot of days of a whole lot of nothing, but it will be fun. A good way to kick off the last semester. What are you most looking forward to post-grad? And that's just living in New York. That's literally, like I said, my sole motivation in post-grad. And like, I do picture myself, you know, being like in my 20s and like thriving in New York and like that being my thing, because like college was so good to me and it still is really good to me. Like, I love college, but I will definitely not be one of those people that's like stuck in college, because I feel like I'll be like, oh, that was it. Okay, time to grow up and be an adult now, unfortunately. And let's answer one more. Internship advice. My advice to you is just to squeeze everything you can out of it. If you don't like your specific position, shadow people that are in a different position. So we got a chance to like, that's one thing I really liked about QVC, is that you could schedule these things called walk-a-miles, which were like informal meetings or like shadowing of other people in different positions. So I got to learn about a lot of different positions. Not that I ever have any intent of working there again, but I did get to learn a lot about kind of how the company operates. I met with people from production. I met with the influencer manager, and then like other people from the paid social team, which deal with like ads and stuff. So it was very interesting to see that from all perspectives. So squeeze everything you can out of it. You know, if you're not interested in your specific job, schedule those meetings. Or if you are interested in your job, ask for more responsibility. Like, I just feel like it's not, it only takes a little bit more effort to really shine. And if you're especially interested in working there after the internship, like really go that extra mile, because it really proves worthy. And I notice this is a really common trend too at companies, is that you kind of have to intern there to get the job. So definitely grind while you can, because it will be worth it. And that will be it for the pod today. It was actually a lot longer than I was expecting. I hope you guys enjoyed my rambles. And I hope this answered the timeless question of what I want to do with my life. Because if I hear this question one more time now, I'm going to reference everyone to this podcast. I cannot hear it one more time. But I guess the conclusion is, if you don't know what you want to do yet, that's okay. Because I'm just figuring it out. I haven't even like applied to jobs yet. I'm taking the scenic route. And that is more than okay. So we'll all get there together. Some people know, you know, when you're younger, like I talk to people who are like freshmen in college and they're like, oh, I want to do this. I already have this internship. I'm like, girly, you're set. Like, you're way ahead than I am. But, you know, then I know people who are older than me and they're, you know, in a transition period in their life, whether that be in a relationship or a job, or maybe they're dealing with family stuff or whatever. Like, everyone's life is so different. It's not fair to compare yourself to someone else and be like, oh, well, I'm not progressing as much as this person. Like, it doesn't matter. Everyone is so different. You legitimately cannot compare yourself. And I do. I do often compare myself. I was literally looking at my YouTube numbers the other day, comparing myself on Social Blade, which, if you're a YouTuber, never do this, because I wanted to absolutely die. So it's a lesson to myself too. But anyways, thanks so much for listening to this podcast, you guys. My social handles are at Brooke Michio, BrookeMiccio. And I'll be back. Well, we'll be back. Danielle will be back next week. So go check out Danielle's social channels too. Danielle Carolyn, missed the gal, wish she was here. And thank you guys again. Gals on the go. I'll talk to you guys all super soon. Bye.